Colonel Collins, Reel 11. We were talking about when you rejoined the battalion, which you think was probably in reserve just before the 18th, 19th of September. And then the next phase, you were a little uncertain of, but I'd like to take it up from there.
Well,
Casa Ricky.
Where we were So, especially what to do. So, I do like this one. I have a more option right now, but I was going to draw attention. So, one of them that really jumped out of that. And you always have to leave a little bit low on something. It's fine. I cut it off with both. You tell me to say, cool. And of course, the woman's coming from the
Now, you said, hang on a minute, because you said you'd got the front rooms. How did you clear them out of the back rooms? You mean they might have just run away? The second building.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, because in the book it refers to you bringing down this barrage.
Yes.
That was from the tanks, was it?
No,
it's later. Sorry, I don't apologize. How did they do that? Were you under fire from German artillery or German mortar, or could they not get over the crest of the hill? Or and it was just elements of A Company, or what was left of it? But you were in A.
And
How long had you hung on for, would you say? So what happened next then?
We had 2 days out of the line. I forget exactly how it was. And I think it was very shortly after that that we had to push on.
There's quite a bit in the thing about morale at this point, yeah. And about how it was starting to decline. Did you think it affected the battalion's fighting efficiency at all?
Well, I can't get into the 10 in level, but I don't know.
Now, I'm just checking that. I've heard some stories of what was called in the First World War shell hole dropping, which was that people would drop out in an advance for various reasons. But when you looked around as a junior officer or an NCO, you'd find that there weren't as many behind you as there should have been. In other words, that people weren't as keen. Were you aware of that at all? It sounds like that didn't affect you, or did it? We'll come to that. That's the sort of thing. Was that becoming more common, would you say? Or was it just...
You see, I'm quite sure about this myself, but there are no really bad components to the church. Which, in the process, it just kind of rises to the surface. But, as time goes on, we learn from there. And I mean, but some people are just scared out of their wits.
Were they any good? I mean, could they be made good? They couldn't be used at all. How would you deal with it? So what would you do then? Or what did... Would you report them? Would you get rid of them?
I wouldn't have the power to do that. But they wouldn't do it
That was one level of courage, none. Yeah. Right from the start, yeah. Just useless for combat.
So you were
saying, so in your view, people only had so much courage, in a sense, that it would, after so many attacks, it would wear away, or... I
you know, by the beginning, by the end of November, rather than saying, come on, Jack, go away, I would rather say, no, no, I'm going to take this here. You go there, you go there. But what many people have done at the beginning.
I'll come on to that when we get to those incidents. Now, the other third category is sort of in the sense that were there any officers or men who just didn't seem ever to, it never seemed to affect them, or did you believe that there were people who could just go through the whole war without being affected?
I would be very surprised. People who hear that is the thing that really weighed on my mind. It's sheer nationality. I mean, the number of officers who've been killed, the number of soldiers, the number of networks, and the thousands of them at the end. Bear in mind that I was in that cell. And this is the point. As a platoon commander, I was in the front position of the old car. I used to be rather comfortable with water and vegetation compared to the safety. I mean, because it was 100 yards down the road. And so you reach a point where, come in there, they're coming up. You could just raise it to the limit of the point. It would take anybody to the top. You'd never be a survivor.
Right. So that it's very useful. So the next thing would be the approach and the crossing of the Fiumicino, I think, and then on from there, on to when you were pushing up to La Crocetta, when you were the lead platoon again. Could you tell me a bit about that period?
Yes, well, I don't remember the start of it. I remember setting off with my platoon as the leading platoon. I think the book talked about patrols, but in fact, I suppose in the sense of a patrol, but we were moving forward with a view to continuing the advance. I don't remember any particular events on the way. I remember stopping in a farmhouse on the way and having a brew up. And I know we had to move cautiously because we could have been under arrest.
What formation would you adopt in those circumstances? Single file or?
If it was single file is one possibility. I mean, using the best cover, that's my. You know, I never adopted formations, stylized formations such as we use in Baton Rouge. If they were unprotected or uncovered, and you've got to get cover from view and cover from fire. So whatever was the best formation, and then if there was no reason to do otherwise, I would have one section leading probably, and then my headquarters, and then two other sections, maybe one told to watch the right flank and another watch the left, and that sort of thing.
So, and this was a very tense thing. You were right at the front.
No, actually, I don't remember that being very tense. It wasn't as tense as say the approach to the Volturno, for example. I mean, I can remember incidents. I don't think it was on this occasion, but it could have been. I remember a particular.
What about these? One thing that is mentioned is that you went to La Crocetta, and it mentions these paper mache type mice. Now, despite there being an expert in the book, you didn't actually see these mice. You were lucky not to.
No, we didn't see any mice. We just carried on and got to our objective up in the village. And then we're rather shattered to hear later on, when the company headquarters followed us up eventually, poor old Ray Mitchell, the company commander, had trauma at least, and had his leg gone off. But the whole of my platoon had gone up the same tracks. I mean, his number was on it, not mine, incidentally.